From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. By the year 2050, some 7 billion people will be living in cities. That will have a profound impact on our planet and force the world's urban centers to adapt. This week, big thinkers from the public and private sectors representing 60 countries met in Paris to discuss the city of the future. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley was there.
Think about it. As many people who live on the planet today will be city dwellers just 38 years from now. That's bound to have a massive impact on economies, governments, societies, and individuals in both the developed and developing world. For 3 days this week, public, private, and civil society urban players gathered in this great city to see what they could learn from each other. John Rossent, with the host organization, the New Cities Foundation, says the stakes couldn't be higher.
2 years ago, for the first time in human history, over 50% of the population of the world now lives in cities, and that trend is accelerating. Every month, 1 million people in the world move to a city. But if we don't get cities right, we're kind of don't have a very bright future as humankind.
Participants here said there is a list of finite problems every city faces. Traffic, garbage, water. Only the pecking order varies. Indian businessman Ravi Shandar is co-founder of City Connect, a platform that brings together the private, public, and nonprofit sectors to fix cities. Ravi Shandar says the world's cities can learn from each other, but solutions must be adapted to local culture. But local cultures are evolving, he says. Take America's suburban car culture.
There's this whole kids who have grown up in a digital world which has multitasking and texting, everything that they do. So typically when they come of age, unlike their parents, who the car symbolized everything in life, I think these kids are going to ask, why am I wasting my time driving the car when I could be doing so many other things?
Ravi Shandar believes that new generation will force America to develop better public and shared transport. Cities are also talking about ways to adapt, change, and reinvent themselves. The mayor of Vancouver is striving to be the greenest city. Tel Aviv wants to be the Middle East Silicon Valley. The Lord Mayor of Liverpool, Joe Anderson, just wants his city, once the second port in the British Empire, to be relevant again.
100 years ago, we were still a huge city, and we've dwindled and declined over the years, and now we're trying to reinvigorate the city, trying to put it back on the global map again.
There are the freshly built megacities which are hoping to avoid the pitfalls. China plans dozens of them, and Saudi Arabia is building 4 new privately funded cities. One of them is called King Abdullah Economic City. Currently, it is home to fewer than 300 families, but the plans call for it to have a population of 2 million by the year 2025. Saudi investor Fahed Hamadadeen and urban planner Youssef Hamadadeen disagree over the viability of a privately built city.
So I'm basically telling him that that's not going to work, and he's saying it's going to work.
This is just one of many conversations about getting cities right for the future. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
From a corner coffee shop to a park down the street, many of us have places that for us represent the heart of our city. And even if your town's tourism office has never heard of your favorite spot, we'd like to know what and where it is for an upcoming series. Go to npr.org/nprcities to contribute.